USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FDA is expanding the eligibility for Pfizer coronavirus booster shots to 16 and 17-year-olds. The agency changing the emergency use authorization and now says those teenagers can receive a booster shot at least 6 months after getting their second dose.
Not just a vaccine requirement, but also a testing option, testing once a week, which we feel, and I think the American people feel, is quite reasonable in order to keep workplaces safe, keep schools safe, keep stores safe where people are out there Christmas shopping and holiday shopping.
She was asked about bipartisan efforts to repeal President Biden's vaccine mandate on large businesses. A federal appeals court rejected former President Donald Trump's request to deny a special House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol access to records from his presidency. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com.
As crime continues to rise in cities across the country, Austin, Texas recorded its 88th homicide of the year last week. The most in the city since 59 were reported back in 1984. Texas Republican Congressman Lance Gooden claims Austin government officials are the reason police officers are leaving the city.
Unfortunately, the people of Austin that run that city have worked very hard to talk down to the police and push them out of the city.
City residents voted against a referendum last month that would require the city to have two police officers for every 1,000 people. A pair of $100 million lawsuits have been filed by survivors of the Oxford High School shooting against the school district. The suit alleging the district and other officials failed to stop the attack that left four students dead and seven others injured. The superintendent of the school saying they will fully cooperate with the investigation. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
One of the nation's top infectious disease experts is dishing out more holiday advice for your parties.
Forced vaccinations and endless calls for more boosters. Dr. Fauci, on Washington Post website, is now telling Americans that have guests in their home this holiday season, make them show proof of vaccination.
When you get vaccinated and you have a vaccinated group and you are in an indoor setting, you can enjoy, as we have traditionally over the years, and that's the reason why people should, if they invite people over their home, essentially ask and maybe require that people show evidence that they are vaccinated.
President Trump's senior advisor, Kimberly Guilfoyle, on Newsmax explains her point of view to the government overreach.
This is just an incredible power grab by the government trying to control our lives, what we see, what we think, what we do, what we put into our bodies. I think it's just outrageous. Just when you think it can't get worse, it does.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Weekly jobless claims are hitting a level not seen in more than 50 years. The Labor Department saying 184,000. 1,000 initial jobless claims were filed last week. That's a drop of 43,000 from the previous week's revised total and the lowest level since September 1969. The biggest increases for the week ending November 27th were seen in states like North Carolina, Wisconsin, and Ohio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.